Money FM 89.3, best of the afternoon update. Money in the market on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Money in the Market. We have a special guest joining us today. And when we think about commodities, we cannot miss out on this legendary investor. And you may know him as the author of the bestseller Investment Biker or Hot Commodities, where he tells us to be a truly great investor is to know something about commodities. And without further ado, joining us on the phone is international investor and author, also known as the commodity guru, Jim Rogers. Mr. Rogers, welcome to the show.
Oh, my, man, it's nice to be here. I'm delighted.
I'm glad that you're on our show today. You recently said that the worst bear market of your lifetime is coming. And so to use a phrase you've probably heard from your kids in the car, are we there yet?
thank you. You must have kids, Hong Ben.
I do not.
Well, in 2008 and 2009, we had a big bear market, an economic problem all over the world because of too much debt. Mm-hmm. Well, Hong Ben, look out the window. Since then, the debt everywhere has skyrocketed, even in China, everywhere. So the next time we have a bear market, it has to be the worst in my lifetime. I don't see how it cannot be.
So will you be buying the dip?
Not yet. No, no. What I plan to do is, you know, there's a huge amount of pessimism around right now. Usually something happens to break the pessimism when you have times like this. I don't know, peace in Ukraine. Who knows? Who knows? And that would lead to a huge rally, gigantic rally. My plan is to sell that rally and prepare for a horrible bear market.
Okay. So then how would you describe the current market now for commodities?
Oh, for commodities. Well, commodities right now, they had a big rally before because of Ukraine or because of inflation, et cetera. Governments everywhere have been printing a lot of money, unprecedented amounts of money. And when that happens, the things that go up are real assets, wheat, oil, et cetera. They went up. They've been calming down a little bit, as always happens after a big move. My plan is, let's say we have peace. They would go down. I would plan to buy more because this is not over. Governments will continue to print money. We will continue to have inflation. And I plan to own real assets, more real assets.
Okay. So then during this time of uncertainty, which type of commodities, in your opinion, are the biggest winners or the losers?
Oh, well, Hong Ben, you should listen to 89.3 to find out. I don't know. Well, the one thing that have been, I mean, agriculture has been a disaster for 30 years. Mm-hmm. So agriculture is high on my list. Silver's on my list. Silver's down 70% from its all-time high. I like to buy things that are depressed, where fundamentals are changing. So I would say silver, agriculture, maybe energy, depending on what happens. Those are the places that I would be looking. There may be copper. As you probably know, we're going to have electric cars. Well, electric cars use several times as much copper as a petrol car.
Okay, so we've also seen the dollar continuously strengthening last month, and with that, gold is weakening. So, and many investors are saying that there is more upside to the dollar. Do you think that we'll see gold lose its shine as a safe haven asset?
No. We've always had big ups and downs in gold and silver. I own gold. I'm not buying it at the moment. I will be buying more if it continues to go down, if peace happens or something. Mm-hmm. No. Gold and silver will always, you know, Hong Ben, I'm an old peasant. And us old peasants know that when things go wrong, we better own some gold and silver. Mm-hmm. So you better have a little silver in your closet, a little gold under the bed. You know, I do, and I will buy more.
Okay. Moving on to another commodity, oil. And earlier this week, we saw oil prices dip after China's PMIs were disappointing and ahead of that OPEC Plus meeting. Are you still holding on to oil as prices fall, or are you ditching oil?
No. I will buy more oil and more energy as the prices go down. If we have peace in Ukraine, all this stuff's going to go down a lot, at which point I plan to buy more of it. No, Hong Ben, the known reserves of oil and gas, natural gas, continue to decline worldwide. Mm-hmm. We had a brief interruption with the fracking bubble, but that bubble is over now. Mm-hmm. No, known reserves continue to decline, and so I plan to buy more somewhere along the line.
So you see, as for your outlook for oil prices, you think they're going to rise in the coming weeks?
Maybe in the coming weeks, but when we have the correction, then they will rise again, yes.
Okay. So in China, too, we're seeing rapid growth in China, and that has been usually enough to push imports higher each year. But, you know, that growth is slowing due to injuries to the economy and impacts of its zero COVID policy, as well as its worsening global conditions. Will China's imports of key commodities such as, you know, crude, palm oil, iron ore, face some headwinds in the second half?
No, absolutely. If the world economy slows, China will slow. I mean, they're the largest trading nation in the world, or second largest trading nation in the world. Of course, if other people are having problems, they will have problems. We're all going to have problems down the line, mm-hmm. and everything is going to slow down, including China.
So how much impact will China's economic slowdown have on commodity prices?
Well, a lot at first, but the situation is that world central banks, these guys are bureaucrats and academics, they don't know very much, they will panic and start printing more money. And when you have a lot of money printing, it goes into real assets. And so that will cause price of natural gas, oil, commodities to go higher again. Mm. In the 70s, we had huge bull markets in commodities, even though the world economies were in a tank for a decade or so.
And with that ongoing Russian-Ukraine war as well and fears of a recession growing, we also talked about this earlier in the interview about food commodities. What's your outlook on food commodities?
You know, agriculture has been a disaster for a long time. Mm-hmm. Been the average age of farmers in America is 59. Mm-hmm. In Japan, it's 66. Farmers all over the world are dying and retiring. If something doesn't happen, we're not going to have any food or any clothes. No, don't give up on agriculture.
Mm, okay. Do you have also any tips or secrets on trading commodities that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, you can have many ways to do it. Best way, of course, is to buy a farm and become a farmer. I'm not going to do that. But if you like getting dirty and hot, you could become a farmer. Otherwise, buy the futures, buy tractor companies, fertilizer companies, or many studies show that the best way to invest in most things is to buy an index. Mm-hmm. There are commodity indexes. I use them because I'm lazy and because I know they're going to outperform most people. So for me, I buy the commodity indexes.
Okay, I shall also look out for those commodity indexes as well. Thank you, Mr. Rogers, for your time and your insights today. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Hongbin. Be careful. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we've been speaking with commodity guru Jim Rogers. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.